Jess in with you this morning. Now, as we've been talking about over the last couple of days, we are expecting to see some snow showers on the Barrington tops with this icy chill that we've got this week. To give us all the details, NBN weatherman Gavin Morris joins me this morning. Gav, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. A little bit cold, like all of us, that's for sure. But, yeah, we've been acclimatised. We've certainly had a bit of a cold start to winter. The nights, that's for sure. Super cold. Frost galore each morning, Jess.
Yeah, and it's cold enough, it looks like, this week that we might even see some snow.
Oh, I think it's a given. We are definitely going to see snow and lots of it, and it's going to be widespread. It's a big snow event beginning in the probably the Flinders Ranges, South Australia, the Grampians of Victoria, over the Alpine districts, right across the southern, central, northern New South Wales ranges and into southeast Queensland. And we may see even more snow accumulations across the northern New South Wales ranges in comparison to the south, because of this cold pool is going to be sitting over central northern New South Wales. And for us, we're almost going to be in the eye of the storm, right in the centre of it. This is going to be a massive low that is going to form, and the whole thing is going to spiral right around us. So the hardest hit areas in the south are going to be southeast New South Wales, East Gippsland of Victoria. They'll see some very heavy rain as the low wraps around and drives the onshore winds in there. Then they wrap right around out of the south over the central southern plains of New South Wales. Rain will fall there, and then the whole system will wrap around and jam in against the western side of the northern New South Wales ranges, and there's going to be quite a lot of moisture and combined. I think we're going to see just some pretty serious snow accumulations from the Barringtons to the Queensland border. Some of the hotspots, you know, Walker, Armidale, Hanging Rock, these kinds of locations, we could see 20, maybe even 30 centimetres of snow accumulated.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be quite extraordinary, very dangerous on the roads as well across the northern New South Wales tableland.
How much snow do we think we might see in places like the Barrington tops, in the Moonen Flat areas?
Look, I think we'll see very nice accumulations there too. I mean, 10, 20 centimetres and maybe even more than that as well. We could nudge the 20, 25 centimetre on the higher end, yeah, 30 centimetres. But it's a little bit different for the Barringtons because, as I said, the whole thing is wrapping around this low. But I think Thursday is going to be a really nice day of accumulation and dangerous conditions on the roads over the Barringtons. And you've got to remember too that it's a really dangerous road up the Barringtons. And with so many social media groups and stuff like that promoting going and having a look at the snow, it's dangerous stuff, you know, because a lot of Australians do not have experience driving on the snow and they don't have the right tyres. The correct tyres are really, really important. Otherwise, you are skating around and it's very, very dangerous, even if you have a four-wheel drive. So remember that there's a lot of other options on this event. We don't have to just go to the Barringtons. You know, you can go up the highways, you know, towards Walker, Nowandock, you know, anywhere across that higher elevated ground, and you're going to see snow. But, you know, again, you know, we ask everybody to please take care, look after each other. We say this every single time one of these events occurs, but we still get vision sent back to NBN News of idiots on the road putting their lives and the lives of others and, most of the time, families in those cars at risk.
That's exactly right. And we know that from the Gloucester and the Barrington Tops, Forest Road is still shut. It's been shut for like 3 months now after some bad weather back in March, severely damaging that road. So just goes to show just how dangerous the roads are up there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because, you know, they really are weathered, battered mountains, the Barringtons. You know, they cop most of the rain. They get all of the wind, trees down, and obviously blizzard conditions, you know, have felt up there. And that's what, you know, you will see unfold up there. It is going to be really quite brutal and very, very cold as well. As cold as what you'll ever get down in the snowy mountains. So, you know, you've got to have the right gear as well. And if your car breaks down, you've got no heater there, and it doesn't take long to freeze. It can be a very uncomfortable process if you are not prepared, that's for sure, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. Is this early for us to be seeing this sort of amount of snow in places of New South Wales?
It really is. This is not unheard of. You know, this is a really big upper level coal pool. It's very, very large, but it is very early in the season to have one so big. So, you know, we may see, you know, snow accumulations you know, that go back to 1984 off memory was a big one. 1934, there was a massive snow dump that happened, you know, in places like Gleninnis, saw like, you know, a couple of feet, almost half a meter of snow. So this is going to be up there with one of the bigger ones and quite rare. And we may see over a meter of snow accumulated straight off the bat leading into the opening weekend of the ski season. So that's going to be fantastic. I remember I was there as a snow reporter in 1990. We had a great start to 1990. So it may be up there with the 1990 snowstorm. And 93 actually was a good one too. 93 was interesting. We had this massive snowstorm at the beginning of the 93 season, and then that was it. It never really snowed again for the rest of the season. It ended up being a terrible season, but the opening weekend was one of the best of the entire season. So, you know, it's certainly going to be up there. 1981 was another big snow season. That's still the benchmark. That was the best ski season on record. So, yeah. You know, getting a metre, metre and a half of snow on the ground in the opening weekend certainly puts us into a good position to potentially go over that 300 centimetre mark. So that 3 metre mark is really the benchmark for epic seasons in Australia. So it'll be interesting if we get up that to that number or over the 2.5 metre mark. That always makes for a great ski season in Australia. As I always say, you need at least a metre on the ground to bury the rocks before you have a half-decent season, and we may just get that on the opening weekend.
And lastly, I'll be a little bit selfish, Gav. I'm going to the snow first weekend in July. What's your prediction? Do you reckon I'm going to see some good snow?
Yeah, look, it'll still be there no matter what. I booked Charlotte Pass this year at the beginning of the year because I knew that neutral phases traditionally produce good ski seasons, and we hadn't had one since 2016. So I never booked July, Jess. So, look, I booked July for the very first time. I'm taking my son in the school holiday, something that I normally avoid, but I'm booked in, ready to go, so I'm taking advantage of the situation.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's Gavin Morris from NBN News. You can catch him every night on NBN News from 6. Gav, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Jess. Anytime.